building.
Welcome to the Elite Circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Giving you the information that you need to know.
Back
we
at
see,
it,
baby.
Week two.
Yep.
We see, baby.
For any of your fantasy football needs on who to start and sit, we can be reached at
Elite Circle Pod on Twitter and Instagram. That's at Elite Circle Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Defense!
Yep.
Defense!
Yeah.
It's about
defense!
Yeah. It's always about that.
Defense!
Who wins championships?
Defense!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some IDPs, MVPs.
Yes, we do.
IDPs, MVPs.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got some information. This is, you know, for those dynasty leagues that you got those IDP players that you want to know and highlight, we're going to talk about a couple here. Of course, the obvious, right? Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons.
Obvious.
Chicago Bears.
Mack attack.
He's going to create havoc on that line. I think that definitely continues this week.
Mm-hmm.
I say start him.
Start him against Denver.
Yeah, definitely a great matchup there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he kind of gets, as far as on Denver, like he's going to get Flacco, and I think Flacco is going to feel his wrath, definitely.
Yeah. Sorry, Flacco.
Right. DeMarcus Lawrence.
Cowboys.
IDP MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I say start him.
Start him.
They're going against a rival this week, as we talked about with the Washington Redskins, but I do like the matchup for him this week. I think he gets in the backfield. I think he can kind of create some havoc for Case Keenum.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a rough or long day for him, so I say start him.
Start him.
Joey Bosa. Oh,
that's a no-brainer.
Right, we know that pedigree.
Yeah.
We know what to expect. When healthy, absolute start.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in. You don't think about it twice.
At all.
I like the matchup this week.
Mm-hmm. Against Detroit.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good matchup. Mm-hmm. Nice and favorable for him.
Really good matchup.
Yeah. I agree. I think he gets to Stafford and creates a little bit of havoc back there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Start him. Yeah, so that matchup this week, you know, one of the ones we want to bring to your attention is going to be Blake Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Blake the Great.
Yep.
Yeah, I like his matchup this week. He's going against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
I think he, you know, he's going to be a lot of, you know, chances for the running back probably getting to the second level and for him to actually kind of end it right there.
Yeah.
I'm going side to sideline. I think that continues. You know, Green Bay, we're not used to talking about defense, but this is one player.
Yeah.
Spotlight we do like on him. Definitely.
Definitely.
Tackle machine.
Yep.
Staying in that same game, going to the Vikings side of the ball on the defense.
Danielle Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
My main man. Be honest with you, he's been causing havoc in the league for a few years.
That's an endless motor on that guy.
Really is. If you have him on your team, you're running him every week until his bye week in week 12.
Yeah, and I think he gets back there and can, you know, have Aaron Rodgers definitely thinking about him and making him feel like he has to get rid of the ball fast.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely say start him.
Start him.
DN1.
Yep.
No brainer.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. All definitely right. An MVP candidate this week for the IDPs.
Yep. Alert.
Yeah, Melvin Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little bit of a down week last week.
Yeah.
Not as much as the impact that I expected.
Right.
You know, we talked about the matchup this week with them going against Detroit.
Yeah.
I think he kind of rebounds a little bit this week.
He should be able to.
Yeah, so I say start him. Now, right in line with alert, injury-wise, injury alert, C.J. Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a great week last week.
He did. He showed out, but unfortunately has a groin injury. And
you
know, with those groin injuries, you know.
Can linger.
They really can for weeks on end. So,
he had a great debut for, you know, with the Jets. But I think this week, you definitely, you know, if you're starting him in your linebacker, I can definitely understand why he would be a starter. But you do want to check the injury as far as the inactives before the
Monday
week.
Night.
Make sure you check that out. And if you have to. You may have to fill him with someone else, possibly because of that groin injury. He did miss a couple of practices, but still up in the air there.
Yeah. Now you got Michael Bennett out there in New England.
Yeah, new place. He's at home in a new place this year. I think he actually kind of could build on what his week one performance was. They're going against
Miami.
The Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
I think we've talked about enough how that you are aware of enough that that offense for Miami doesn't present a lot of challenges.
Nope.
I think that gives Michael that opportunity. He's a wily vet. He knows how to get to the quarterback if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I think he finds his way to get into Fitzpatrick this week and kind of possibly may bring that little magic, Fitz magic.
Back down to earth?
Yeah, I mean, not that
it didn't even get off.
Not yet. Year, he's going to have a couple games. You know that.
Yeah, but yeah. He has a chance to may stop that totally this week. So I like him a lot. I say start him.
Start him.
And now for you lovers of the redraft.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some defensive, total defensive teams that we want to highlight here, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it already, New England Patriots. I love their matchup this week going against Miami Dolphins.
They're going to eat. They're going to eat.
That's an all-day thing. Right. Like, you could even get away with plugging in some players on the IDP side of New England here that we didn't even highlight and would actually be able to benefit, like a Calvin Noy comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great point there. Oh, as far as the defense.
Speaking of smell, Patrick Chung as well. Don't forget that.
He probably using his nose maybe a little too much.
just a little bit.
So, yeah. With that in mind, I like that defense this week. As we talked about going against Miami Dolphins, I say start them. In your redraft league, I also like Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. We riding that wave.
Yep, they got a good matchup against the Arizona Cardinals in Baltimore.
The rookie is coming to Baltimore.
Yeah, Kyler's going to have some trouble.
Yeah, going on the road, I agree. I think that defense is definitely show that they're stout. They did lose some pieces, but I think they are going to be able to rebound this year.
Yeah.
I say start them.
Then
we talking about the Tennessee Titans, right?
That
first week kind of showed you against Cleveland, where all the hype train was all about Cleveland.
Yep.
They came in focused enough. They came right in and said, that's a legit defense.
It is.
I like them as a start this week. I say start them.
They're playing the Colts easy, W.
Yeah,
Jacoby may have some trouble with them. I agree. That matchup, I definitely like.
He's going to have some trouble.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And then we end up with Buffalo.
They look good.
They did.
Defensively.
Right. Yeah. Week one, they definitely did. Yeah. I like the matchup more than anything this week. They're going against the Giants.
Yeah.
I think Eli, Saquon is going to do what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that they're going to shut the Giants down. I just don't think that the Giants present too many, especially with the injuries that they have to wide receiver. It looks like Cody Lattimore is actually even out.
Oh,
they got Sterling Shepard that's actually out.
Mm-hmm. And
we already out suspended.
Yep.
So, yeah, you got, along with Coleman, way back in training camp going out. So, they're down to probably like their third, fourth, fifth wide receiver at this point.
You ready?
Bottom of the barrel.
You can go practice. I heard they're having open tryouts.
Oh, love. Yeah, I might be a shoe-in. I don't think I would want Eli throwing to me, though.
Look at this way. They're not looking to win, so you not doing well. It's probably going to play right into their hands.
Right.
But, yeah, they have some injury concerns there. So, for me, I definitely like the Buffalo Bills kind of getting off and taking advantage defensive in this game. So, I say start them. Now we're going to talk about some IDP non-MVPs, per se. Some we got to sit, right?
Sit-ems.
Olivier Vernon. Cleveland Browns.
Did nothing last week.
He did absolutely last week. I think that continues this week. I say sit-em. And then, in the spirit of that, J.J. Watt, right? The name we love.
Right.
Who?
Right. He's facing a lot of double teams. I think that's the one effect that he's going to have from no Clowney on the other side. He's going to face a lot of double teams. I don't like the matchup this week. I say
sit him.
Now, a couple injury alerts, right?
Few guys who's not going to be out there on the field. Unfortunately, you got to pay attention every week. Make sure that your players are going to be starting.
Yeah, definitely always check that, because defensive players can bring so much value, especially in those dynasty leagues, as far as, value that can help you as far as win your game. You just want to make sure it's very important. Sometimes it's not always updated as far as their injury status.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're paying attention to the active inactives and check if they actually practiced on Friday or went through the walkthrough on Saturday.
All right.
Very important. A good little note there. But down to Jacksonville, we got an injury alert.
Oh, yeah. Yannick Ngakoue.
Yeah, he's out. He's a great talent, but he's out this week. So if you have him in your lineups or you have him on your team, make sure he's not in your lineups this week. He will not be playing.
So sorry.
Yeah, so this actually affected me and my dynasty league.
Not a good
league.
Time for Jacksonville to have that, being that they're going against Houston.
Right, yeah. How about that? Yeah. How about that? You want to kind of definitely make sure with that explosive offense that you have your defensive line at least in place, right?
Right.
So you're gonna try to apply some pressure and maybe slow down the pass attack.
Right.
Won't be the case this week. He is out this week. So definitely make sure you guys are aware of that. But yeah, as I was saying, someone that's actually affected me last week directly got hurt early in the game. Didn't have much of an impact because it happened like in the first quarter.
I hate when that happens.
Right.
Jonathan Allen for the Washington Redskins. He's out this week. Injury alert. If you have him on your team, he is a great talent. I think that he will pay it off, and he will be back this year. Just not this week, so I say sit him.
Sit him.
Yeah, so with that in mind, you know, like we said, we want to kind of bring the highlights to a couple of players as far as on the defensive side that, you know, for you guys that do play in those leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that actually surprised me was Ziggy Ansah. Yeah, he's actually in Seattle now.
Yeah.
He didn't have much of an impact week one.
Yeah.
I say sit him.
Sit him.
Yeah. Monday football.
Monday. It's going to be a good game. Elite team.
Looking forward to it.
Week two, baby.
Week two.
Bring it to the close.
Yeah. I'm liking this one.
In New York City, well, actually in East Rutherford, Jersey, but you know, against the New York team.
We'll cut him a break.
Yeah, close enough. I love this matchup, actually.
Yeah. Who you liking?
I think Odell.
Odell going to show up?
His first time back in New York. Okay. It's not the Giants, but it's still New York.
Yeah.
I think he kind of gives him something to remember. In addition to that, he's going against Greg Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of been making some statements throughout the week in regards to how
heard
he got
that.
Hurt.
Right.
In that preseason game when at the time he was with the Giants and he was going against the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly some of those players are still on the Cleveland Browns and went back to Odell and shared with him, hey, Greg actually encouraged us to try to hurt you, take you out of the game.
Right.
So he's kind of going in with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder in regards to that. He spoke out about it specifically. But I think it's not going to be a situation where he's going to be guarded or tempted to perform. I actually think it's going to fuel him.
Yeah.
He's going to actually take that and actually get excited. They need to bounce back this week.
Right.
I think that Odell has a big game in New York this week against the Giants.
Yeah.
I like that matchup.
Yeah.
I think for a bounce back week. He didn't have a bad week one, but it wasn't what we expect as far as Odell.
No, but they played a tough Tennessee defense too as well. I think this game is gonna be a lot more lenient on him, on Baker.
Yeah.
Just on the whole Cleveland Brown organization.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
So
with the Jets, as we talked about, Sam Darnold's actually gonna be out.
Mano got him.
So in comes Trevor Siemian. I actually think he has a decent fill-in. When you look at a lot of the rankings and you look at what, on paper, Sam Darnold has done so far, you look at Trevor Siemian, there's actually not much difference there as far as, like, the completion ratio and things like that. So I think that he comes in. He has the benefit of a good running attack behind him with Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. Everything is clear with the shoulder. It appears that he's a full go.
Mm-hmm.
He actually gave that update on Twitter. I think that was kind of cool as far as giving that injury report.
Yeah, letting you know he's ready.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell's back. So I think he's going to start. And then I also like, as we talked about a little bit before, Jamison Crowder coming out the backfield in a slot position, getting a lot of little dumped off. Kind of be there as a cushion or security blanket for Trevion this week. I do like that.
Gets a lot of targets. He just had 14 last week.
Yeah, about that? Yeah. I think that continues. I definitely like that in this matchup.
Yeah.
Going back over to the Cleveland Browns side, offensively, Baker. How we feel about
this
Baker?
Is it. This is going to be a good game for Baker.
Yeah, okay.
Calling it.
Okay, big.
This is the one.
On Monday night, he does seem to like the lights. He does seem to show out pretty well when the lights is on him. Just going to be, you know, their show Monday night, all about Cleveland, all about New York Jets. So I do like, I agree with you. I
have
do
Baker
like
Baker as a QB1 this week.
Yeah, I like the bounce back there. Yeah. I definitely like that this week. Great point. As far as Jarvis, we already talked about, we don't really like his opportunity this week. So switching back over to the Jets, more on the defensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. This week, as we talked about, CJ may be actually out there. Jamal Adams could actually have a big game.
Yeah.
Because I think Chubb, and we didn't talk about this for, and I kind of go back to that with the Cleveland, with Chubb, with the impact that I've actually seen that the backup, Hilliard, actually is missing practices. So it's possible he may not play.
Wow.
What would that turn into for Chubb?
Even more of a bell cow.
Exactly. He will fulfill that definition of a bell cow. Mm-hmm. So definitely keep an eye on that. I will watch if you're a Chubb owner. Mm-hmm. And kind of see if Hilliard's actually part of the inactives as far as due to injury or because he's been missing. If so, then you can even start Chubb. Either way you want to start him, but even more confidence, and I think you can expect big dividends on that with him catching the ball out there at the backfield along with actually running the ball.
Right.
So I definitely like that on the offensive side to kind of tie a bow on Cleveland's offensive side of the ball. Now on the defensive side for Cleveland, Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I'm liking that one.
Nice. I think he shows out Monday night too.
Yeah, he didn't really do too much last week, but I think he's going to do something.
Yeah, with the lights being on him. I think, listen,
to the Jets.
They didn't actually come out. It was so much hype around Cleveland, right? The whole offseason with all the pieces they added, you expected to have a big kind of splash
coming
on the scene.
Yeah.
Maybe this is kind of a little delayed. Maybe that the week two is kind of when it kind of gets unleashed a little bit, and I kind of see that happening this week for sure. Especially when, like we talked about, some key pieces kind of being out on the Jets. Number one with the quarterback, then number two, your middle linebacker seems to possibly can actually be able to groin. Oh, he's going to be hampered by a groin. Yeah. It's not kind of one of those, you know, issues that you want your linebacker one to kind of be dealing with. So that's something to definitely keep.
And on the offensive side for the Jets, they have Quincy Enunwa out again.
Yeah, like, he can't catch a break.
3-4 years straight, man. I feel sorry for him, you know. But
how about that? Can't catch a break.
At all. At all. He can catch the ball, but he can't
catch
a break.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's a great point that you bring up there. He's out.
Yeah.
So that's something else again. It seems like they were kind of – I would say midweek, it seemed like it was like a lot of injuries. When you talk about Quincy was going to be down at the time, Le'Veon was looking to get an MRI.
Right.
We had already found out that Sam was actually out with mono. So
it
looks not as glim as it did before,
but
I think that the Jets are going to play a great game.
Yeah.
They're going to rally around Trevor this week. I think they're going to play well. I just don't think it's going to be enough. I think that Cleveland's going to find a way to dig down. So I'm actually going to go with Cleveland for my pick this week.
That'll be 2 weeks straight, two L's for the Jets.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think once they get all their pieces back, they could kind of take off.
Right,
I think they play a great game. They're going to play hard.
Yeah, for sure,
Cleveland's definitely my pick for
Cleveland?
This week. Yeah, I can't.
Okay.
I can't even see myself going for the Jets right now.
Not
until they're in full swing.
I
can't go for the Jets just because I don't trust in Trevor. I mean, he might have a good game. He might surprise a lot of people, but I just don't see him coming out as the winner of this one.
It's a go here. We're all on the same page. But can you imagine? What if we come back next week and Cleveland's 0-2? Wow.
Scary. We're going to have a whole other discussion.
Yeah,
that's
right?
What's going to happen.
Really, I don't envision that happen, as I think we all kind of, like we just talked about, we all agree that Cleveland's going to find a way to pull this out.
Yeah.
I think their backs are well against, well, it's not a must win, but you would like to win. This is when you don't want to kind of go 0-2, definitely. So Monday Night Football is going to be, I think, a great way to bring the Week 2 to a close. I like the matchup a lot.
I like the matchup as well. Not going to lie, Le'Veon, Chubb. It's going to be a good
game. Yeah, great running backs in this game.
They're going to utilize their running backs a lot. They're going to have to with the quarterback play. It's not, it hasn't been, you know, top-notch. But, yeah, it's going to be a good game. Good grinded out game.
To become a part of the Elite Circle, please email us at
EliteTeam@EliteCirclePodcast.com. Again, the email address is EliteTeam@EliteCirclePodcast.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Elite Circle Pod. You can also follow us on Instagram at Elite Circle Pod.